What do people need to know about how the world really works and how you went from being an underpaid journalist to buying a portfolio of small, what you call boring businesses that now kick off just under $100 million in annual revenue to you?
Business in general, especially small business, gets way overcomplicated. So we hear these stories of Silicon Valley billionaires who have exited these giant tech companies and built this next social app or Tesla. And in reality, your richest neighbor, maybe not in this neighborhood, but in most neighborhoods, is probably somebody who owns a plumbing company, somebody who owns a local landscaping company. The community all around you, the services you use every day, can make you a lot of cash. And what makes real change is that, you know, money is the architect for change in our world. You want to get somebody elected? Money. You want to change your local community? Money. You want to have different zoning so you can change the businesses in your local area? Money. And so I don't acquire money because I want Lamborghinis and fancy things. I do it because I think it is a way to freedom, because it is a tool for power. I mean, when I first had money was when I made like $30,000 when I left college. I mean, I made no money out of college, and I thought I was super rich and I might never have to work again. And then I heard about taxes and figured that out. Quickly, I realized that, you know, I worked at a big company called Vanguard at the time, and Vanguard was the world's largest financial manager. And what was fascinating about that company is the people inside of Vanguard touched, at the time, I think one in every $4 in the US economy was touched in one way or the other because of the mutual funds and pensions that they invest. And I realized, wow, these humans speak a language that I don't understand. Like ROI, EBITDA, you know, basis points. There's this whole other language, and finance has that for a reason. They have it because you and I, as normal people, do not speak that language. And so they say, give me your money, Tom, and trust it to me, because you, poor thing, aren't intelligent enough to understand how to shepherd your own future. And so I had people calling me in 2008 when I worked at Vanguard, crying, asking me how Vanguard could have stolen their money because of the crisis, and not realizing that the stock market has fluctuations in it. And at that point, I realized, oh, wow, like, I'm never going to let this happen to me and mine. And that was hard, because my family thought to chase money was evil, and that we were happy and we didn't have a lot of money, so you don't need money. And then I heard this thing called the napkin theory. I can't remember who came up with it, but basically, at the time, I was struggling with, am I okay to chase after money? Like, is this bad? Am I a bad person for this? And I heard this story about a napkin. And imagine yourself in the middle. So you are standing in the middle, Cody, and around me is my mom, my dad, my brother, my sister, let's say, on each of the four corners. And when you, Cody in the middle, pick up your napkin like this, in order of pursuing financial freedom, you lift up everybody else around you, right? Because you can't be what you can't see, and also because money trickles. You know, people talk about trickle-down economics. We could think about that one way or the other. But money, actually, when you have more of it around your family, you can hire your family members. You can build new businesses. You can create more wealth by spending it. And so they explained it as one of the best pursuits you can have is pursue it so you can pick everybody else up. And that changed a lot for me. I have a bunch of businesses that I own, right? These small businesses largely run by blue-collar workers. And I remember I called up one of the operators in one of my companies, the guy who runs the whole thing, oversees, let's call it 100 employees and contractors. And I was like, I want to do events for our like line workers. So for blue-collar, largely Hispanic, same thing. And I want to do self-improvement events. Like, what could we do? What would they be interested in? We'll pay them to go, even. And I remember he said to me, they won't go. They're not interested in personal development. You can't find those people. And I thought that was so fascinating. So I called up a couple other operators of some of the businesses that I owned. This was back in the day. And like two or three of them kind of like pranced around it a little bit, you know, were a little bit PC, and then said the same thing. I was like, that's fascinating. So are they right? Or like, is there some miscommunication? And what I basically realized is that the language that we use, even the people on YouTube listening to this right now, by and large, most of the people listening already understand the words personal development. They think it's a good thing, not a bad thing. And most people that are blue collar workers, at least in my experience that I've worked with, they think about personal development a bit like therapy. Like, I told my dad I was going to go to therapy with my husband proactively, like before we got married. And he was like, what's wrong? Are you guys okay? And I was like, no. It's because we want to work on this thing called marriage, which seems important. And I failed at it once. So like, maybe we should get some help. And he was like, okay, that's bizarre. You know, and then I told my mom kind of the same thing. Now, they're smart, great humans, but the words meant something different to them. And so what I realized with our group is, oh, man, we basically have, I think there's sort of two worlds in the U.S. right now, and maybe even three. But one world are, you know, it's kind of the elites. And the elites might even mean white collar workers in corporate jobs that use words like quiet quitting. Those words don't fucking exist in blue collar land. And so what I tried to do early on is I realized I had some of those words like, oh, therapy, bad. Personal development, why? What's wrong with you? You know, and I had to renavigate and negotiate my language. That was the only way I could change my relationship with money. So it started with being okay with things like personal development, which is totally normal now. Other thing I'll say is I get really annoyed today when people, especially like on Twitter, let's say, they start saying things like, oh yeah, you should just get up at 5 a.m., get into an ice bath, then sauna, then whatever, like, you know, you nerds. And it's like, hey, I know that that seems crazy for a lot of people, but you guys are so inculcated into this world of being elites that you don't even realize you're being extra elite by trying to tell people that have never experienced what it feels like to get up early and meditate, that that's unnecessary because it's actually really powerful. So instead of trying to like break out of the, you know, world we live in where people are obsessed with personal development, realize most people are not in that world and help them. Don't try to belittle it. And that is an interesting cycle I think we're in right now today. It's like self-education is bad. And I think that's so wrong.
I can't remember where I heard this, but somebody said, it might've been you, where there's mystery, there's money. Mm. Like, are people intentionally creating a false version of the world to keep other people down?
I think in this case, it's more people don't realize that they live in bubbles. People on the internet largely talk to other people on the internet that are just like them. And so a lot of the people who are mouthpieces, like you and I, let's say, and you've been at it a long time, they never had your experience of hiring ex-convicts, speaking to them and driving them around Beverly Hills. Never. And probably a lot of this generation is like solo entrepreneurs who like that idea of being a solopreneur and want to talk about on the internet, hey, I built this business of $10 million in 90 days and I have no employees. And I think that's a fucking tragedy